Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Here's what Psalmist David, and it was prophetic, looking toward Jesus Christ. This is a prophetic psalm. Verse number 6, sacrifice and offerings thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written, I delight to do thy will, O my. These verses were taken from Psalm 40, verse 6 through 8, which gave a prophetic foundation for Jesus, perfect sacrifice under the new covenant. It was God that provided the sacrifice, not man. In the old covenant, man had to provide the sacrifice. Remember, they would bring the lamb. In the new covenant, God brought the lamb. God did that for us. More animal sacrifices made under the law would not please God. Repeatedly in the Old Testament, God expressed his desire for obedience rather than sacrifice. And time gets away. I will have so much here. Remember in 1 Samuel 15, I had some verses to read. There's so many verses in the Old Testament where God told his people, I'd rather have your obedience than sacrifice. 1 Samuel 15, 22, Psalm 15, 16 and 17, Isaiah 1, 11. Let me read a couple of these. I got them marked. Isaiah 1, 11, just an idea. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifice to me? Jesus, God is speaking to his people, saith, I'm the Lord. I am full of burnt offerings and of rams and of fat of a beast. You know where he says I'm full of it? I've had it up to here. Literally, I've had it up to here. I'm full of it, of the blood, of the fat of beasts. And I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of goats. He wanted them. The same thing is true today. He wants us more than our sacrifice, our offerings that we give today. Praise the Lord, you bring your offerings to the Lord. But he wants you more than your 10% or whatever you give today or whatever. Jeremiah 6. Let me read this one. Jeremiah chapter number 6. Let me begin in verse number 16. Can you put that up there, Greg, real quick? This has nothing to do with that, but I have this circled in my Bible. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the, what's that say? Old path. Isn't it amazing how these people in new church come, they always want something new, something fandangled? The contemporary is only temporary. Let me repeat that. The contemporary, all this junk that's going on, boy, it draws the crowd, but it's temporary. Why? Because they got to have something new. That wears off after a while. You got something, more smoke, more mirrors, more lights, more loud music. What you... Here's what the Bible says. Ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way. And walk therein, and ye shall find, what's that? Rest. There's nothing like singing the hymns of faith. Nothing to compare when we talk about music and all. I'm not, because I got things. But they said, we will not walk there. We like the new stuff. That stuff, it makes us feel good. Well, it sure make you feel good, but when it wear off real quick. Okay, here's verses I want to get to. Verse 19 and 20. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil on this people, even the fruits of their thoughts, because they've not hearkened unto me, hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. To what purpose cometh them there to me incense from Sheba and the sweet cane from a far country? Boy, they were bringing good stuff. Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet unto me. Oh, my goodness. Three things I want you to notice. First of all, we see the Trinity in these verses. In verse number 5, I want you to notice Jesus Christ there. When he says, thou hast, there's his incarnation. I want you to note this. Verse number 5, thou hast prepared a body. Thou hast prepared a body that has prepared me that incarnation, Jesus Christ, God in flesh. We see the Father in verse number 7. Also in verse number 9, when he says, to do thy will, O God. And then we see the Holy Ghost in verse number 15, which we didn't get to. But it says, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness for us. So right there, don't tell me that the Bible doesn't teach the triunity of the Godhead. In these few verses, you see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And by the way, if your Bible says Holy Spirit and not Holy Ghost, junk it. It's supposed to read Holy Ghost. The King James Bible is about the only one that will use the word Holy Ghost. Everyone else uses the Holy Spirit, and I won't get into that one, okay? That's a whole another lesson, but it needs to say Holy Ghost. That's his name, the Holy Ghost. Now, all right, I got to give you this, and I'm about done. In verses 7 and 9, Jesus said, lo, I come to do thy will. Why did Jesus come? For many reasons, we find in the Gospels. But in my margins, I wish y'all could see this. I wrote sixth. I had a lot of time this week at the beach because I wasn't looking at women. Had a lot of time to dig and research, okay? Lo, I come to do thy will. What did he come for? Matthew 5:17, to fulfill the law. Read that. Why did he come? I come to fulfill the law. In Mark 1:38, I come to preach. Why did Jesus come? To fulfill the law. He came to preach. Why did he come? Luke 5:32, to call sinners to repentance. It literally says, I come to call sinners to repentance. John 6:38 and 39, I got all these marked, but I won't have time to read them. I come to do the will of them that sent, of him that sent me. He come to do the will of him that sent me. John 10:10. I come that they might have life, and they might have it more, what? Abundantly. Man, I wish I could. I'm going to say this. When Jesus gave us life, eternal, he just didn't give us eternal life. He gave us abundant life. Not just eternally, but here and now. More abundantly, we ought to enjoy, love being a child of the King. You ought to put a smile on your face. Quit looking like you're eating lemons and persimmons. Amen, preacher. Your life more. Well, that's why he came. Luke 19:10. I come to seek and to save that which. Christ said, Lo, I come. Verse number 9, I'll finish this. I came to do thy will, the will of the Father. Remember the Garden of Gethsemane, when he says, not my will, but thy will be done. And then verse number 10, to me. So all this led up from Hebrews chapter 1 to verse number 10 of chapter number 10. Those three words, once. The most important words of this passage, never again. It was enough. It was enough. It is enough. It will always, always be enough once for all. Father, we thank you for Jesus. What a powerful, powerful, not just section of Scripture, but the Word of God. It's sharp and it's powerful. We can see that sharper than any two-edged sword. Lord, it can divide the heart and the spirit, the bone and the marrow, discerning even the thoughts of man. Lord, we stand amazed that Jesus thought enough of us to come and die for us. Thank you for that sacrifice, and we thank you that it was once and for all, and we sure thank you, Father, that even though we're undeserving, that one day, we get to see you. We'll be in your presence, not because of what we've done, but because of what Jesus Christ did for us once for all. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. God bless you.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.